down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now it's the latest thing in online sales. Forget Amazon. Temu is now the temple for cheap and cheerful products you probably don't need to buy, but buy anyway. It's a 21st century version of where you can find anything from a needle to an anchor. Price trumps quality. The downsides are European regulators' claims that it uses manipulative sales techniques illegal under EU law and fails to protect European consumers. I'm delighted that Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent, Pricewatch editor and co-host of the In the News podcast for the Irish Times, is with me now to explain all. Conor, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. How are you doing, Bobby? How are you getting on?
I'm real good. Tell us, what is Temu? I only discovered it in the last weeks, but you might explain to our listeners about this platform, if you would.
Well, it's an absolutely enormous online shopping platform that has grown at probably the fastest rate of any shopping portal in internet history. And it's only been in the European Union for around a year, and it already has 75 million subscribers. And when it comes to what it sells, the answer is pretty much everything. But there's a but here. Now, in your introduction, which I found quite depressing, although perfectly on the money, like you talk about price, but there's also, and you mentioned quality. And I think that's where we have problems here, because it sells hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of products at products that are frankly unbelievable. I mean, it makes pennies look like Harrods.
Well, look, what do you read? I was looking at some of the items on it. So you can buy beard trimming bibs, mini toilet golf, tiny printers, avocado slicers, or swanky hoodies for your car's next gear stick. Come on.
And like, come on. This is the thing. Like, who needs toilet golf? You know? But all of this is just junk that is basically heading from China into Europe and straight to landfill. Like, that's the reality of this thing. So there's a huge environmental cost to a website like this, or indeed any website that is selling tat for half nothing, right? And then you look at some of the products they have. Like, so for instance, they might have a product that looks suspiciously like a more well-known juicer, nutrition bullet-typed product, and that's selling for a tenner. You've got another product that isn't exactly the same colors as a well-known vacuum cleaner company that recently moved into hair-related products, and that's selling for 20 quid. Now, all of these products, and then you've got, you know, Stanley Cups. I might as well say the name. Stanley Cups are all the rage at the moment. You probably have one on your desk right now, Bobby.
I don't, actually, but I know what you're talking about.
Like, they're selling the Stanley Cups for half nothing. Are there what look like Stanley Cups for half nothing? Now, in many respects, buying cheap products that look like other products is not new. I mean, every retailer, or a lot of retailers, have been doing that for donkey's years. So that's not really a surprise. But I guess the issue here is how the website goes about its business. And that has prompted concern from EU consumer groups in recent times. And in essence, what it does is that it has gamified shopping.
I was going to talk to you about this.
Yeah, it has turned shopping into a game and a competition. So you log on to the site and you see a product that you might be half interested in. It might be the toilet golf. And it'll say, selling fast, only five left, or whatever it might be. And it's almost like these very old school sales tactics.
Free delivery if you buy it in the next 30 seconds. So all these countdown timers.
Exactly.
And it's again, just imagining the sort of cult, the personality of the site being more akin to being in a casino than in a kind of a shopping trolley.
I think that's the problem that a lot of consumer groups have with it, because those kind of countdown timers and those kind of, you know, nearly gone, puts pressure on consumers and helps and kind of makes it more likely that they will make the wrong shopping decisions. And it runs contrary to consumer legislation that is designed to protect consumers. So that's one element of it. But there's another element of it, and this is highlighted by the consumer groups across the European Union this week, is there is an absence of transparency as to where the products come from and how they're made. Not all the products, but some of the products.
Yeah.
Now, the European Union has very strict rules on what can be sold in the European Union. And all sorts of products that come into this country, big and small, cheap and really expensive, have to have proper safety testing done. And there is an issue. Now, I'm not saying that Temu are in breach of this legislation, but there is an issue about the transparency that's at play here. So there's that. And then there, and I'm just coming back very briefly to the environmental issue, because an awful lot of the products that people are being sold are not products that they need. And frankly, they're not products that they want, but they buy them because they're cheap. And if someone says, okay, well, listen, there might be, you know, for every 10 products this website sells, 9 mightn't be amazing, but 1 might be really good value for money. So I'll buy all 10.
Yeah.
And if the 1 is great, I'll have got myself a really good deal. And the other 9 products can just end up in the bin. And I think maybe if we were more, and this would be probably down to consumers now rather than Temu, because Temu is just in business. Temu, as you know, Bobby, business doesn't necessarily have a conscience. Some do.
Yeah.
But like, business is driven by making money.
One of the things that struck me about it was that there's a reported spend by Temu of 1.5 billion on Google Ads and all that kind of stuff. Like, to put that in context, that's the size of the total advertising market in Ireland.
So, 100% on it, yeah.
So does that mean then that even though we're saying this is, you know, a Chinese company, but that also interacts with major US corporations and other corporations that we would be well aware, like, are benefiting from this too?
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. And the issue here is, I think over the COVID years, people realized the importance of shopping locally. If big multinational companies can spend billions of euro on AdWords that direct us to shop on sites like Temu, we only have a limited amount of money to spend. Mm. So the money that we're spending can either go to your local provider or it can go to an international multinational provider, but there isn't going to be any more money. So companies like this, and again, this is not a criticism of the company because this is what business is, but companies like this are in direct competition with almost every single other Irish retailer that you can name. And they are competing at prices that Irish retailers could simply never match.
Yeah.
Now, the Irish retailers might point to the fact that, well, our product is better quality, you've got better aftercare with our product, all of these things. But there are a percentage of consumers who will be driven exclusively by price. And those people will then end up spending their money on these multinationals. That'll put more pressure on indigenous retailers. And ultimately, it could lead to a scenario where a lot of the independent retailers that we all love are gone. And all we have left are these spinning carousels and dizzying websites offering us stuff that we don't really need or want.
Well, Conor, thanks for the heads up on it. It's about Temu. Buyer beware. Always good to talk to you. And thanks for joining us today, Conor. We'll talk to you soon.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.